Consent is a concept or a basic right we should all understand, but in recent times it's become increasingly clear that far too many men don't. Now the federal government has announced it'll be introducing new materials teaching respectful relationships into the curriculum from early primary school all the way to year 12. Alexia Atwood reports.
When Joyce Yu was studying medicine on university campus, sexual harassment was a major problem.
The experiences of myself, my team, and all young people around me was that their interaction and the prevalence of sexual harassment and assault was too prevalent. It was basically unacceptable.
So, despite being a busy junior doctor, she found time to turn her anger into action. After intense research, she and a friend started Consent Labs, where they would travel around to schools and universities, teaching what they thought was lacking. But what troubled her was that not everyone was interested in the service.
Universities is sort of the area that we started in because there was some more interest there. I think it was more recognised as an issue, whereas schools at that time were still very reluctant. They were worried, I think, about parents and also the school board and what was deemed appropriate.
But in the last few weeks, she's really noticed people are starting to wake up to the problem. After experiencing sexual assault herself, Chanel Kontos started a petition from her bedroom in London. It initially called for consent to be taught from a younger age at Sydney's private schools, but the movement quickly gained traction across public schools and was spread to other states as well. Federal Education Minister Alan Tudge admitted he had no idea how much of a problem sexual assault in schools was until the petition started getting attention in the corridors of power.
Being quite shocked by the number of stories that I've been hearing about and reading about.
This morning, he announced new curriculum materials are going to be introduced to better educate students about consent.
The federal government will also be launching new curriculum materials in the weeks ahead called a Respect Matters program. And it will go from prep all the way through to year 12.
But even if material is on offer in the national curriculum, schools can still choose to skip over it, meaning the way sexual education is taught across Australia is still a lottery.
I think it can and should be taught in schools.
Chanel Kontos's petition has also prompted change in Queensland. Education Minister Grace Grace has ordered an immediate review into the syllabus.
I have asked the Director General of the Department of Education to work across the sector. The specifics are we'll be examining respectful relationships education to see if it needs updating and is it adequate.
But for now, Joyce Yu is buoyed by the government taking the issue seriously and actually doing something about it.
It feels as if the people in power are finally listening. It does feel like voices of young people are actually being heard. And I think that in the past few weeks, there's been a lot of different comments from politicians or principals. And some of it has been quite, I would say, defensive almost.
Consent Lab co-founder Dr. Joyce Yu ending that report by Alexia Atwood.